And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow, that's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Chris. We saw China announcing its manufacturing PMI, and the number that was clocked for February was 49 compared to 49.5 thereabout in January. And this is an indicator that measures factory activity. Now, this doesn't seem like surprising news, Chris, but when you read this with that reserve requirement cut yesterday, does this feel to you that China's hand is forced and that the worst is yet to come?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think the markets dealt this as though the worst is not certain. I think if you look at price action markets across the world, and specifically that of China, they believe that the actions from the PBOC to ease reserve ratio requirements by 50 basis points, releasing 650 billion renminbi at a time when credit, as we saw from the January data, is very, very strong and abundant, probably should support the economy. I think the PBOC have sent a pretty clear message that they're ready to do what's necessary. And I think the market's reacted in a positive spirit on the back of that. So, yeah, while the trend in manufacturing is lower, and in fact, the trend in the service market, service industry is for a slower pace of growth, I think the markets are telling us that the PBOC now are sending a clear message that they're ready to support that growth.
What does this say about the yuan levels? I think statements have been made to the effect that there would not be a devaluation, but does this mean some kind of easing policy that may, down the road, affect the yuan?
I think what's happening with the renminbi, the yuan, I mean, is very much the source of debate amongst traders and strategists and economists at the moment. I think, yeah, the PBOC themselves and the head of the PBOC has been very forceful in saying that he doesn't expect to see a longer-term devaluation. I think you're absolutely right there. The market tends to think otherwise, though. There's still a belief that we are going to see a slow devaluation. Some people are calling for a fairly rapid devaluation of the Chinese currency. I mean, we'll have to wait and see what's happening. And I think yesterday, if we look at the fact that the PBOC fixed the renminbi slightly stronger, have actually set the stage for this risk-on rally that we've seen in global markets overnight. And at the end of the day, the path of where the renminbi goes is still up for debate. There is clear calls that it needs to go weaker, and you can justify that quite easily as well.
Now, moving on to oil, some interesting developments. ExxonMobil, which is one of the biggest oil companies in the world, is issuing about $12 billion worth of bonds. Now, we know that oil prices have crashed. What do you think they want to do with that money? And will the rest of the big oil try to do things with their balance sheet as well?
I mean, it's a very tough question to answer. I mean, I think certainly the U.S. shale companies and outside of that, the U.S. energy companies, have been quite prevalent in raising capital through the debt markets and taking advantage of the cheap liquidity and cheap rates that are still very much on offer at the moment. And they've managed to be getting those bond markets away. And I still think if you are going to look to as an investor to buy debt in the market, then someone like Shell and the big oil companies are still going to be fine. I mean, they're clearly not going to default anytime soon. So that would have seemed decent demand, I would have thought. But yeah, like I think you are seeing an improvement in the oil price now, and I think people are going to take advantage of the financial conditions. I mean, if we get a break now of 36.28 on the January contract, then yeah, this market can go, the oil price can go significantly higher from here.
And also, you mentioned the shale companies. Many of them are coming out to say that they are profitable at a price of above $40 per barrel. It was $70 before. Will this intensify the war that's going on between the shale producers and OPEC?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, OPEC famously came out and said that they can't live with the US shale group. And that's absolutely thematic. I mean, if you look at the shale producers, their technology is so advanced that if we do see the oil price moving up, they can turn the taps on very, very quickly. And of course, that's going to create a natural headwind to the oil price if we do see the shale guys putting a, you know, bringing on that, that production onto market very, very quickly. So, yeah, like I still don't believe that OPEC necessarily going to have production cuts. The threat is certainly supporting the market, but there is a natural headwind where the technology in the shale gas is so advanced that they can turn the production back very, very quickly.
Chris, I just want to get an update of what the sentiment is in Australia, because obviously it's a very commodity and resource-based economy. What is the reaction or the stance of the RBA as far as interest rates is concerned to all this?
Well, the RBA have an easing bias, and that came through in yesterday's statement pretty clearly. But the RBA don't want to cut rates. They've got no intention of cutting rates. I mean, the market was probably prepared for a little bit more of a dovish statement than we saw yesterday, and I think that's probably why we started seeing the Aussie dollar moving up a little bit higher, not to mention the fact that we've seen this risk-on sentiment coming through. But yeah, the RBA have got an easing bias for all intents and purposes. That didn't change from the February statement, but I don't think they're prepared to act at the moment. In fact, my base case is that the RBA won't cut rates this for this full calendar year, where I think if you look at the market's pricing, they are pricing in one rate cut and probably about a 70% chance of a second rate cut this year.
And also a quick one on Super Tuesday, which happened in the US last night. And the results are just trickling in. We know that Trump is firmly ahead and possibly Clinton as well on the Democratic side. Do you think the markets would prefer a Trump or a Clinton presidency?
I think the markets would clearly prefer a Clinton presidency, and I think the markets would prefer to see a race for the White House that included Hillary Clinton and Marco Rubio, to be honest. I don't think they're going to get it. We are going to see a race between Trump and Hillary Clinton. The bookies are usually ones to back, and they have that we will see a Clinton win, but I don't think we can rule that out. And I certainly think from a more important stance here is that the markets are not prepared for a Trump victory. They're just, I think we should, you know, if we do see a realistic chance, then people should be buying volatility. But yeah, I mean, it's pretty clear we are going to see a Trump-Clinton race at the White House, and you know, that's going to come through in the primaries when we actually get the results. I expect to see Donald Trump pick up about 10 of the 11 primaries there.
Thank you so much. That was Chris Weston, Chief Market Strategist with IG in Melbourne.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.